Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Quiet Violet Finds Her Voice. And it was written by Gabrielle Nidus, illustrated by Stephanie DeHennen, and read today by Mommy and... That's quite the name. I'm so glad you're here with me. You know what I noticed? You definitely were not afraid to say your name loud and proud. Some people have a hard time speaking up. Did you know that? You are not one of those people. Neither am I. But there are many, many who are. So let's see what happens with them, shall we? And do you want to know what I think? Before we even get started, I just want to say, I feel like everybody has something they can say. And I feel like everybody has something worth saying. So let's find out about this girl, shall we? Okay. Violet Blandon made it a habit to blend in. Her voice was a 2-inch whisper. Sometimes she was so quiet, people didn't even notice she was there. And in the picture, we can see her saying, "Good morning." But she says it's so small and so tiny, you can barely even see it. But in the kitchen, Violet was 10 feet tall. Her noodles were knotty. They looked spicy. Her cakes were kooky. Ooh, that looks like a yummy cake. I think I'd love to eat that with the frosting on it and the icing. Her bread, breathtaking. Her hot dogs wore high heels, and her French fries danced in Russian dressing. In the kitchen, Violet Blandon didn't blend in at all. One Monday, Ms. Sunday gathered the class. "This week, we're feeding our minds and our tummies," she announced. A teeny tiny yay slipped through Violet's lips. Ooh, they're learning to cook in this class. How exciting. But when Violet's group made egg salad, Miko mismeasured the mayo. Because mayonnaise is what you usually put in egg salad. "Too much," Violet whispered. No one heard. When the group made challah, Hector added 3 tablespoons of yeast instead of 3 teaspoons. Oh no! A tablespoon is much bigger than a teaspoon. In fact, you need to have 4 teaspoons to make 1 tablespoon. And that's no good. He's put in way too much. "Wait, wait," Violet said, her voice barely louder than a murmur. But no one paid her much mind or noticed the mixed up measurements. It was clear that Violet's team was doing crummy. Ms. Sunday gathered the class. "Tomorrow, Chef Jovina Della Claire will film Cookie Club in our classroom. Each team will create their own cookies," she announced, and Violet's heart beat like crazy. Cookie Club was her favorite cooking show ever. And Violet had the perfect plan. A cookie from her secret recipe collection. It had gooey chocolate, a touch of curry powder, a hint of coconut, a wisp of cinnamon, and then she thought about the cameras, the audience, the lights, and all those people noticing her. Oh, Violet felt
inside.
The next day, from the get-go, Violet's team did not see eye to eye.
I've got an idea,
Violet whispered, but no one heard her. She tried again.
I was thinking that... Oh, Violet, I didn't notice you there.
Sorry, Violet, we're busy.
But I have something to say.
Violet sighed, feeling as important as a peanut shell. Oh dear, and it looks like in the pictures we can see, this team really is making a mess of things, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Then she saw it. Jalen was mixing up the salt and sugar. Oh, if Chef ate super salty cookies, she might pass out from dehydration. Her tongue would turn as dry as a desert.
No,
Violet said quietly, but no one heard. A feeling began to churn and bubble inside her.
I have something important to say,
she thought.
I need to be heard.
She took a deep breath.
No,
she said again, a little louder. She took an even deeper breath. And then...
No!
Wow. She yelled so loud it went all across one page and into the next.
Whoa.
And the camera crew and her whole team dropped what they were doing and turned to look at her. Violet's voice rose clear and strong above the noise in the room. Everyone stopped. Everyone noticed her. Violet Blandon was not blending in.
You're mixing up the salt and the sugar, Jalen,
Violet said urgently. All of a sudden, Violet's voice wasn't teeny tiny. It was big and important. Violet kept talking.
I have a recipe for a cookie that combines something each person wants. It's chocolatey and coconutty and with just a whisper of curry and cinnamon.
Will you show us?
Miko asked. As they baked, Violet's voice rang out. It was strong and confident, yet always polite.
Mix the marshmallows gently, please. A pinch of cardamom, that's perfect. Sift the sugar, won't you?
Ooh, and she is leading her team. Now this is a cookie that needs to be noticed, Chef said, tasting a bite of their creation. It's quiet, but stands out at the same time.
Violet smiled. I call it a confident cookie,
she said. And boy, doesn't that cookie look good?
Yeah, I want it. I want that. I really want that.
You really want that cookie?
Yeah, I really want that cookie.
Me too. From that day on, Violet Blandon did not blend in. She happily shared her chocolate tacos, her curry matzo ball toppers, and even though she was still quiet, when Violet wanted to be heard, there wasn't a chance you would miss her. And she has her own show called...
The Quiet Cook.
The Quiet Cook. Where she quietly teaches you how to cook. And that's amazing. Why do you think that Violet didn't say anything to her team in the beginning when they were making all those mistakes?
I don't know.
Why do you think that she had to get real loud to be heard?
Because she was so soft. Didn't really have a voice.
Yeah. Do you make sure that when you're working with other people, you give them the opportunity to talk? Have you ever felt like you were not noticed or that your voice wasn't heard? Sometimes. We'll have to talk more about that. Because you are very special and very important.
Chupa chupa, the end.
Okay, the end.